This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Attention, procrastinating offspring. It may be too late to mail off your Father's Day cards if you want to get them to Dad before his special day on Sunday. And while you're counting all the things you have to thank him for, Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk has one more for the list.
Rachel Salinas just popped into a drugstore in downtown L.A. to find a card for her dad.
Very dad-like. Nuts and bolts and screws, making out the name Dad.
As for what to write inside, Selena says she'll thank her dad for the intangible stuff.
Values and strength and wisdom, the desire to achieve greatness.
But there's also something very tangible our dads pass on to us, according to Erin Currier at Pew's Economic Mobility Project. And she doesn't mean our noses.
For those of you who feel that you are economically secure, you probably do have your fathers to thank for that.
Courier has calculated that about 60% of Americans whose fathers' incomes were in the top fifth stay in the top two-fifths themselves. And the same is true at the bottom. About 65% of those from the bottom fifth don't make it past the bottom two-fifths by the time they're adults. In other words,
those who are born at the bottom of the income distribution are the most likely to remain at the bottom, and those who start at the top are highly likely to stay at the top.
Miles Korak is an economist at the University of Ottawa. He's compared the U.S. to other rich countries and found that Americans have less mobility across generations than Canada, Australia, and most of Europe.
It does brush up against a vision that Americans hold amongst themselves, where talents and energies determine outcomes.
The good news is that Americans are still likely to make more money than their dads. They're just not as likely to move to a different rung on the class ladder. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.